She closed her faceplate and waited. When the status light on the control panel turned green, she opened the hatch and stepped out onto the dusty surface of Hagamore 3. Fett's landspeeder sat on its struts 100 meters away, resting at the base of a curving ridge that looked like the rim of a small impact crater. Knowing that any attempt to approach the vehicle was likely to set off a remote alarm that would alert Fett to the presence of a pursuer, Tahiri extended her force awareness in the vehicle's direction. When she didn't sense anyone inside, she traversed up the slope toward a little notch where Fett's tracks skirted the crest of the ridge. In the moon's weak gravity, the climb was so easy that she did not even trigger the suit's cooling system. But she had to use the force to avoid kicking up a plume of dust that could have easily risen to 30 meters high. As she neared the top, she dropped to her hands and knees. Being careful to avoid any rocks that might rip her suit, she crawled the rest of the way, then pushed her head up above the crest. The interior of the crater was packed with hundreds of vehicles, most resting on their struts in neat, orderly rows. Trails of boot-packed dust led toward the mine's entrance, a small permacrete portal with the name Moon Maiden across the top. Jutting out of the slope above and behind the portal was a squat durasteel office building with two transparasteel viewing bands. The lack of visible doors, or of any hint of a trail ascending the slope beneath, suggested that the only way to enter the building was from inside the mine. Just beyond the crater rim, a cloud of hot yellow fume was boiling away into the void, no doubt rising out of an exhaust shaft not visible from Tahiri's location. She could almost feel Fett's bewilderment lingering in the force. The number of vehicles parked in the crater suggested a workforce of thousands, but judging by the size of the portal and office building, the Moon Maiden was a small operation. So small that they hadn't even bothered with a surface perimeter or security post. Nor did Tahiri see any equipment for processing, storing, or hauling ore. And if it didn't handle ore, then the Moon Maiden was no ordinary mine. Tahiri activated her helmet's reconnaissance kit. The electromag sensors picked up dozens of small emission sources arrayed at even intervals along the inner rim of the crater. They were almost certainly hidden security cams. When she viewed the durasteel office building at 20 times magnification, it grew obvious that the walls beneath the transparasteel viewing bands were dotted with camouflaged weapons ports, many large enough to serve laser cannons. And the portal itself was sealed not by a standard airlock hatch, but by a blast door capable of withstanding a turbolaser strike.